Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 1st August 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti. Have a listen, please.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan adoring our Lord as Sri Rama. This is a very vibrant bhajan, a bhajan that is sung very often in Prashantinilam. In fact, we are having this in this program because of a listener's request. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Ram Sumiramana, Ram Sumiramana.
So like in every episode of this program, we will begin with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and then we'll spend some time dwelling on the meaning of every word of this bhajan. Let's get started with the lyrics.
Ram Sumiramana, Ram Sumiramana, मन राम सुमिर मन राम जानकी वल्लभ दशरथ नंदन रामचंद्र श्री राम भजमन सीता राम राम भजमन राधे श्याम भजमन साई राम राम भजमन साई राम.
So with the lyrics clear, here is how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Ram Sumiramana, Ram Sumiramana,
Ram Sumiramana, Ram Sumiramana,
Ram Sumiramana, Ram Sumiramana,
Ram Sumiramana, Ram Sumiramana,
Ram Sumiramana, Ram,
Ram Sumiramana, Ram,
Ram Sumiramana, Ram,
Ram Sumiramana, Ram,
Janaki Vallabha Dasharatha Nandana,
Janaki Vallabha Dasharathanandana,
Janaki Vallabha Dasharathanandana,
Janaki Vallabha Dasharathanandana,
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Bhajman Sita Ram Ram, भज मन सीताराम,
भज मन सीताराम राम, भज मन सीताराम,
भज मन राधे श्याम श्याम, भज मन राधे श्याम,
भज मन राधे श्याम श्याम, भज मन राधे श्याम,
भज मन साई राम राम, भज मन साई राम,
भज मन साई राम राम, भज मन साई राम।
In the second speed of this bhajan, after the line Ramachandra Shri Ram, we have the line Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
Ram Sumiramana, राम सुमिरमन।
So that's how beautifully this melodiously powerful bhajan flows in adoration of Lord Rama, the triumphant one, and in lovely chanting of the name Sai Rama. Let's spend some time discovering the technical beauty of this bhajan. Brother Anirudh is here to share his thoughts on the raga as well as the way this bhajan has been composed. There is something about the bhajan which lifts you. Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the way the composer has gifted this bhajan to humanity?
Sairam Vishu, this wonderful energizing bhajan is based on rag Shankarabhanam, which is a very well-known raga. Bilawal, we call it in the Hindustani classical music. Although there are 2-3 notes being added to the raga to make the bhajan more lively and rich, we shall discuss that in detail when we come to the swaras. Before that, as we were saying about the energy in the bhajan, yes, I do agree that this bhajan falls under the category of high energy bhajans like
Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Shyama Sundara Madana Mohana Radhe Gopal, Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtana Govinda Hari Govinda.
No matter who you are, no matter what your mood is in the bhajan,
yes,
session, it will definitely lift you.
Yes, absolutely. That's the power of such bhajans. And Ramasumiramana has a beautiful mix of the ragas also, though it is Shankarabharna mainly, but when we go to the third speed, it goes to that minor, which is a very beautiful
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
Again, it goes back to major.
Ramachandra Shri Ram,
which is very similar to, we have
Narayana Bhajore, Hari Narayana Bhajore, Hari Narayana Bhajore, Hari Narayana Bhajore, Sai Narayana Bhajore.
Basically a mix of major and minor. And as usual, as I tell in every session, the transition between all these notes is very smooth, that it doesn't make us open our eyes and see that a shift is there from raga or something. It doesn't do like that. So the bhajan is composed in a very smooth manner, going from the komal note and the shuddhga, and it has that energy.
It's so seamless that it just carries you through.
Yes. Coming to the range of the bhajan, it has a wide dynamic range because you have Rama Sumira Mana, the low notes going till there, and high notes going till
Bhajman Radhe Shyam Shyam Bhajman.
So singers have to be little careful in choosing the scale of the bhajan. As it goes low, it goes very high as well. So generally we sing in C sharp, that is 1.5, or even D, depending on the range of the singer.
Maybe you can do an alap just to give a flavor of Shankara Bharanam, as well as how you have this transition of major and minor, which adds so much beauty to such bhajans.
Yes, Bishu, I'll give it a try.
Shri Ra. Shri Ra.
Is so beautiful, and when you render that with bhava and lovely raga, the magic is something else. So shall we go to the swaras?
Yes, so let's do the swaras for each line so that we know where the komalni comes. Actually, in the alap I was singing the komalni, which I forgot to mention before. So you have from the bilaval, the bhajan has the notes komalni. And as I told you, in the end it goes to Komal Ga as well. So these are the two additions apart from the bhajan being in the Raag Bilaval. So when we do the line by line, we'll know where exactly it is Komalni and where it goes to Komal Ga also. So the first line.
Rama Sumira Mana, Rama Sumira Mana. Gama pare sa ni sa ri ga re sa sa. Gama pare sa ni sa ri ga re sa sa.
राम सुमिर मन राम गा 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 मरी गा मा गा पा
गा 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 मरी गा मा गा पा
जानकी वल्लभ दशरथ नंदन पाप ग पाप पा पध प म ग म गरी सा
पाप ग पाप पा पध प म ग म गरी सा
रामचंद्र श्रीराम पनीनि
सगरिग सरिनी
भज मन सीता राम राम भज मन सीता राम निदनिनि सरिसा निदप निदनिनि सरिसा
निदनिनि सरिसा निदप निदनिनि सरिसा
भज मन राधे श्याम श्याम भज मन राधेश्याम गा 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 मरी रे रे सनी दानी सगरी
गा 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 मरी रे रे सनी दानी सगरी
द नेक्स्ट लाइन फॉलोज द सेम सेट ऑफ स्वराज एज
भज मन सीता राम राम So, nidanini sarisa, nidapa, nidanini sarisa.
Now in the second speed, when we sing this,
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
After this we sing,
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
So we'll do the swaras for that line.
Ga 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 ri sa ri ri ga ri sa ni
Ga 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 ri sa ri ri ga ri sa ni
The ga which we sang just now is Komal ga and now we are moving to the Shuddha ga
Ram Chandra Shri Ram Gari ma gari sa sa
Gari ma gari sa sa
That definitely gives a very fair idea of how the bhajan flows. And we generally increase the speed, isn't it? Once we do the variation.
So when we sing the second speed,
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
There are two versions possible. If you are singing this bhajan towards the end of the bhajan session, if the speed can go up a bit, then you can increment a little after this line.
Ramachandra Shri Ram. Bhajman Sita Ram Ram.
Or if you are singing in the fourth or fifth as a medium bhajan, then you can retain the same tempo.
Bhaj man sita ram ram
which would be fairly fast enough for the as at the second speed
yes
because the words bhaj man sita ram ram to pronounce that clearly is also very important
yes
if it becomes too fast bhaj man so we need to practice that
correct
little more
clarity of the words yes, is very exactly. important yes wonderful so it is the usual beat
yeah the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
राम सो मेरा मन, राम सो मेरा मन,
राम सो मेरा मन, राम सुमेरा मन,
राम सुमेरा मन, राम सुमेरा
मन, राम सुमेरा मन, राम।
ब्यूटीफुल, सच ए लवली सेशन, ट्राइंग टू डिसिफर द ब्यूटी बिहाइंड दिस कॉम्पोजिशन. थैंक यू सो मच अनिरुद्ध एंड आनंद.
थैंक यू विशु.
Sairam. So having understood the raga, the rhythm, and the swaras of this bhajan, let's spend some time understanding what each word of this bhajan conveys. We begin with the first line. Ram Sumiramana, Ram Sumiramana. Sumira means contemplate on. Think of the name of Ram, O mind, chant the name of Lord Rama. Rama Sumira Mana, Mana is mind. So this is a bhajan which is urging the mind to keep itself focused on the name of Lord Rama. In fact, the word Rama is so redolent with so many meanings. When sage Vasishta was called to name the four sons of King Dasharatha, he chose the name Rama for the son born to Dasharatha and Kausalya. And on that occasion, sage Vasishta said, "The child born to promote the joy of Kausalya will do the same for all mankind. His virtues will bring solace and contentment, joy and happiness to all. The yogis and seekers will find in him a great source of joy. Therefore, from this moment, his name will be Rama." Rama means he who pleases. In fact, elaborating on why Rama and his story are glorified around the world, Bhagwan in a discourse to his students on May 25, 1992 said, "The relevance of the Ramayana is not confined to a particular place, time or circumstance. It is of universal significance for all times. Its relevance is not limited to India alone. The Ramayana holds out Rama as an embodiment of ideal qualities, as a son, friend, husband, master and ruler. He was an ideal without a parallel. In the world, one may be an ideal son, but not an ideal friend. One may be an ideal friend, but not an ideal brother. But Rama stands out unique as an embodiment of all ideal attributes." Bhagwan further clarifies on the name Rama and says, it has three syllables, Ra, A and Ma. Ra represents the fire god and it burns away all our sins. A indicates Surya or the sun god and dispels the darkness of ignorance. And Ma represents Chandra or the moon god and cools our temper and produces tranquility. Thus the name Rama has the triple power of washing away one's sins, removing one's ignorance and tranquilizing one's mind. So in this line, we are urging our mind to chant the name of Lord Rama, a name that is so potent, with such powers, the name that can lead us to liberation. Let's move on to the next line. Janaki Vallabha Dasharathanandana. Janaki is Mother Sita. She is called Janaki because she is the daughter of King Janaka. Janaki Vallabha means the one whose consort is Janaki, Mother Sita. Dasharathanandana, the son of Dasharatha. So Lord Rama here is adored as the son of King Dasharatha and the consort of Mother Sita. In the Ramakatha Rasavahini, Bhagwan writes about King Dasharatha and says, King Dasharatha had the intrepidity and the skill of 10 charioteers rolled into one. That is why the name Dasharatha.
no one could stand up against the onrush of his mighty chariot. Every contemporary ruler was mortally afraid of his prowess, and they paid homage to his throne. The world extolled him as a hero without equal, as a paragon of virtue and a statesman of highest stature. In the Bhagavata Vahini, Bhagwan beautifully describes various noble virtues that Lord Rama demonstrated in his life. Swami writes, Rama always walked with his eyes on the ground. No one caught him in the act of casting his look on others. Whenever anyone offered anything to him, he did not accept it entirely. He used to break off a bit or take out just a portion in order to please them. He moved with his father-in-law and mother-in-law not as a son-in-law but as a son. He seldom opened his mouth to speak to his sisters-in-law or their mates. He never lifted his face and cast his eyes on them. All women older than himself, as he revered his mother Kausalya. He considered all who were younger than him as his younger sisters. All of his own age he treated as if they were his stepmothers. So this is how Bhagwan has described the ideal qualities of Lord Rama. Lord Rama, the son of Dasharatha. Lord Rama, the consort of Mother Sita. The third line says, Rama Chandra Shri Ram. Why is Lord Rama likened to the moon? Again in the Ramakatha Rasavahini, Swami says, Rama Chandra is as the moon which ripples the burning heat and restores coolness and comfort to all. He removes the pain caused by hate, malice, greed and envy. In the same book, Bhagwan narrates a few incidents that bear testimony to how Lord Rama lives up to his name. When Rama, Sita and Lakshmana were making their way into the forest to live there for 14 years, they met many sages in their hermitages on the way. They also happened to meet Sage Agastya in his ashram. Lord Rama sought advice from Sage Agastya on what he could do to protect the sages and monks by destroying the demons. Lord Rama also asked the sage to suggest a suitable place where he, Mother Sita and Lakshmana could stay. Sage Agastya said that near his ashram flowed the Godavari river, and close to that was the Dandakaranya forest, which was afflicted due to a curse by a sage. He told Rama that Lord Rama could sanctify that region by residing in it and thereby conferring bliss upon the monks and the sages who were staying there. Agastya further added that when Rama takes up residence in that forest, the demons would be decimated and the curse would be lifted. Moreover, monks and spiritual aspirants would again dwell there and progress in their austerities, and this would result in enormous benefits for the entire humanity. He also mentions that the sage who pronounced the curse would become happy. Lord Rama agreed and along with Sita and Lakshmana entered the Dandaka forest. Even as they entered, trees that had gone dry were thrilled into greenery and were covered with tender green leaves. Weak and enervated creepers and vines suddenly felt alive, alert and active and gave birth to bunches of fragrant flowers. The forest hastened to clothe itself in lovely green, speckled all over with multicolored floral dots. Rama, Sita and Lakshmana arrived at the place called Panchavati, which Sage Agastya had indicated, and chose a spot there. They built a hut there and continued to live. This news spread far and wide. Every day groups of ascetics visited Rama's hermitage along with their pupils to pay homage to him. They were blessed with a fulfilling darshan of Lord Rama. They also had the good fortune of speaking to Rama and being spoken to by him. Many others came with the intention of solving the doubts that pestered them while trying to understand the scriptures and attempting to define and interpret the codes of morality and the texts on rituals. Others prayed to Rama and sought clarification on whether their ascetic practices were correct and beneficial. Since Rama was the master of all dharmas and since he knew fully well all the scriptures, they derived the fullest satisfaction from his answers and directives. Each one was filled with joyous contentment. Many were overcome with admiration and gratitude when they listened to the ideals propounded by Rama. They were so simple, so easy to grasp, and so easy to realize, so truly conforming to the dictates laid down in the scriptures, and so free from complexity. They felt they were so fortunate. A few of them laid themselves under the shady trees a little distance from Rama's cottage and watched out for him, eager to have additional chances of his darshan. When Rama sometimes came out of the cottage and walked around, they filled their eyes with his beautiful form from behind some tree or bush. And thus they spent their days in happiness and contentment. Earlier we saw that Ra in Rama refers to the fire god which burns away all the sins. So here, Rama choosing to live in the Dandakaranya forest burned all the sins of that region and purified it. A indicates sun god which removes the darkness of ignorance. Here, Rama clarified all the doubts of the spiritual aspirants and thereby removed their ignorance. The third letter Ma, as we discussed before, denotes moon god which has a cooling effect on everyone. By bestowing his darshan, Rama gave cooling comfort to everyone in the Dandakaranya forest. In fact, you take any action of Lord Rama and you will find all these three attributes so beautifully exemplified. He was all the time purifying someone, giving solace to someone, and at the same time, enlightening a soul. There is no end to the description of Lord Rama, but here is just one excerpt from Ramkatha Rasavahini to give us a glimpse of what it means to chant the name of Rama. And here we sing Rama Chandra Shri Ram. Shri means the one who is filled with all Aishwarya, Sakala Aishwarya, who is filled with all forms of bounty and prosperity. Be it physical wealth or wealth in the mental and spiritual realm. The next two lines are Bhajamana Sita Ram Ram, Bhajamana Sita Ram, Bhajamana Radhe Sham Sham, Bhajamana Radhe Sham. Here we are urging the mind and asking the mind to get lost in the chanting of Sita Ram Radhe Sham. Bhagavan always says Sita Ram Radhe Sham is nothing but the confluence of Purusha and Prakriti. Mother Nature and the Creator, the Master Creator and His masterpiece, the creation. Sita Ram, Swami says, is like an image and its reflection. Radhe Shyam are inseparable. You cannot think about Rama without Sita. You cannot think about Shyam without Radhe. Both are same. Both are two sides of the same coin, Swami says. So here we have Bhajmane Sita Ram Ram, Bhajmane Sita Ram, Bhajmane Radhe Sham Sham, Bhajmane Radhe Sham. The last line, Bhajmane Sai Ram Ram, Bhajmane Sai Ram. Let me play for you here a short excerpt of a conversation that I had with Mr. Harihara Krishnan, an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, who had a lovely experience of knowing how Bhagwan is that same principle whom he worshipped as Lord Rama for years together.
Right from childhood, our father told us we had to do Namasmarana daily, half an hour. And then what he said is, this is the biggest wealth I am giving you to all of you children. And then one more thing he said, treat all human beings equally and you do to them what you would expect them to do. With that your life will be successful, divine grace will automatically flow and you don't have to worry about anything. This is the biggest wealth I am passing on to you. That's how we have been brought up. And one more thing which he said was, you don't run after so many Swamijis or so many new saints whom you don't know. What we used to do is we will go to Sringeri Math, which is there with our forefathers and even through our generations. And then we used to worship them and also the great Kanchi Seer, Paramacharya.
These are the...
This is just the background.
Yes.
So, with this background, okay, we were carrying on with the spiritual activity and the service, whatever we could do, at a very, very small level, right from childhood days. Then it was around 1974, after finishing my CA, I went to Bombay just to take up a job. I was staying with a relative's house. They were Swami's devotees from mid-60s. And Swami had come to Dharmakshetra at that time. And they were going for darshan. So, I was the one who was not going for darshan. I was staying back
because
at
your
home.
Father had told, don't go after Swamiji.
Don't go after Swamiji.
But you were going to mutts and these mutts, the propagators of Indian culture.
There's so much of Indian culture...
Steeped values of Indian culture which was in your blood and which was going on in the family, the practice, and you were visiting all these holy places, but you were against seeing anyone suddenly new as a saint or a sage.
And which were verified by my forefathers also. So I was quite happy with whatever I was doing. So first few days I did not go. Then my cousin, he said, Swami is going back to Puttaparthi tomorrow, so you come along with me. You are simply idling your time. Next week only you are going to take up a job. Better you come along with me. So I asked him, so how do we go from here? He said, from Sayan we have to go to Andheri and then from there take a bus, go to Dharmakshetra, then walk a little bit and then we'll reach Dharmakshetra.
Dharmakshetra is Swami's, the place where Swami's abode.
Swami's abode in Mumbai.
Yes.
Then I asked him, will there be lot of crowd? He said, oh yeah, there'll be lot of crowd. Then I said, no, in that case I am not interested because I am worried about coming back. I don't want to be mixed with lot of crowd. So better you go. Then he said, no, you should come. Then I said, in that case, just to give you company, I am coming with you to Dharmakshetra. But one condition, I'll be there just for 3 minutes, not more than 3 minutes. If you see Swami, well and good. You worship him, have his darshan. If you don't see Swami, after 3 minutes you have to come back.
Oh.
That was the deal. So we went there. And then we were almost sitting at the end. 3 minutes got over, Swami did not come. And I had not seen Swami physically before that. Then my cousin said, why don't you give me another 3 minutes? So another 3 minutes was also given. 6 minutes over, Swami did not come. Then last chance, he said, 3 more minutes, 3 times you are given. So 9 minutes got over, Swami did not come. Then I told him, keeping up your word is more important than worshipping Swami. Only you have brought me here, so let's go back. So with lot of reluctance and hesitation, he got up. And I can imagine what sort of feeling he would have had at that time. So we just got up, came out of that shamiana. As we came out, Swami's car was coming in. Then immediately he pushed me inside, lot of crowd was there. So I was just pushed inside the shamiana. We were almost at the end. And I was sitting in one junction. So this junction was a strategic junction in the sense Swami could straight away walk down from the dais in the middle, or he can get into our side from any of the side entrances. And we were at the last block. So what happened was Swami went to the dais. Within a few minutes he got down. Then he came out. So everybody was telling that Swami is going out somewhere. So I was also thinking, oh, thank God, anyway, it's over, this person had darshan. So I also had this darshan of this holy person, so we'll go back. Then what happened was, suddenly Swami came from the side where I was sitting in that junction. He straightaway came and Swami was standing in front of me. He raised his hand and as if seeing somebody, hey, you have come. something like that. He
looked
showed,
at you.
Yeah, he straightway looked eye to eye and then showed the gesture. Hey, you have come.
As if saying,
yeah. I was not knowing what to do.
You never expected to
I never expected because I was not even prepared. I was not prepared even what to do. Even if Swami comes and stands in front of me, I was not told what I should do. So I just prayed. I said, Ram, 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 Ram. But Swami was not prepared to leave me. He made a few steps. Again he came back. He looked at me. He showed his hands as if asking me to touch his hands. But I was not prepared at all. The sense I was just thinking, you see, with all these thoughts I have come, I am impure. So I was just praying to Lord Rama. I said, Rama, only you are doing everything. I know you only. I don't know anybody else in this world. If you are Lord Rama, okay, Sati Sai Baba is a great avatar, I have heard, but this is the first time I am seeing him person to person, and this is what he is doing. He is stretching his hands and asking me to touch. I don't know. So, hey Rama, if you have come as Sati Sai Baba, please, you grace, you touch me.
Your devotion to Rama was very strong.
Very, very, very strong. So then Swami, he bent. So I was holding my both the hands near my nose.
Cupped. In pranam's position.
In pranam's position. And I was doing Ram, Ram, Ram. If you are Lord Rama, you touch. Then Swami just bent, touched me, touched my hand. Then I also touched his hand. Swami blessed, straight away went back to the dais. That was the first time I saw Swami. That was the interaction.
9 minutes and then divine blessings.
Divine blessings. Only Swami knows, is it not?
So that was Mr. Harihara Krishnan and his moment of realization. The same Lord who came down as Rama was for us Sai Rama. Rama attained an added beauty with the addition of Sai. And this bhajan asks us to soak ourselves in the beauty, in the sublimity, in the profundity of this name, Sai Rama. As we sing this bhajan, let the purity of this name percolate into every cell of our being. Let it annihilate our sins. Let it calm our mind and let it enlighten our intellect. Let's sing this bhajan once again now as it is sung in the mandir at Prashantinilayam.
Ram Samira Man, 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 Ram Samira Man,
Janaki Vallabha Dasharatha Nandana.
You are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 1st August 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Radio Sai's Pishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.